different than they were in Daddy's day. But I still believe what makes a man really has a chance. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, he used to be mine, not so very long ago. I was crazy to ever let him get away. But girl, you should know better than to go bragging in my face. So forgive me for what I'm about to say. Big deal, so what? Who cares? We just got lucky, that's all. It was, shut up. Just keep on rubbing it in. Big deal, so what? Who cares? You just got lucky, that's all. It was, I swear. If I hear another word about candlelight or long-stem roses, I am falling head over heels in love. So
familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. High-level talks in Cairo aimed at getting a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza ended with no deal. Lower-level talks will continue.
The White House is showing some optimism in ceasefire talks. A senior administration official says even though Hamas rejected the latest deal, Hamas negotiators are still in Cairo where discussions are happening. And U.S. officials say the U.S. was not involved in the Israeli airstrikes over the weekend, but they did help the IDF track incoming attacks.
ABC's Perry Russum. At least five people have been killed in what's being called a massive Russian missile and drone attack on Ukraine, targeting energy infrastructure across that country. It's apparently still going on. Seattle-Tacoma International Airport says it was hit by a cyber attack that has hobbled its operations, particularly for international travelers. Officials not offering a timeline for when the airport will return to full functionality. Travelers told to arrive much earlier than usual. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, September milk down 22 to 21.76, October steady at 22.19, November up 18 to 21.51, December up 2 to 20.19. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 12 and a quarter to 210, 40-pound blocks down 4 to 203 and 3 quarters, 2 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 2 to 313, 22 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 128 and a quarter, one trade. Dryway steady at 56 and a half, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. While box beef prices were higher, a lot of positioning ahead of the cattle on feed reports where placements were expected to be higher than a year ago, and that pressured prices. Hog markets mostly higher, ample technical support and strong fundamental support with higher cutout values and cash helping to support hogs. August live cattle was up 2 cents at 182.57. August feeder cattle up 60 cents to 242.57. October hogs up 92 cents to 80.55. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly lower. The weather looks to keep maturity moving forward. There was not really any type of bullish fundamental news to support the market. Soybeans mostly higher on the day. Another 120,000 metric tons of soybeans were sold to unknown destinations. That supported prices. Wheat markets mostly lower. The Northern Hemisphere wheat harvest is on the downhill. The trade's also watching to see if the Canadian government can halt that rail lockout. MATF wheat values were also lower. New crop 25 corn steady on the day at 432 and three quarters. September beans up 10 and three quarters to 952. New crop 25 up 9 and a half to 1026 and a half. Chicago wheat, September down 8 and three quarters to 502 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, September down 16 and a half to 551 and three quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 316, September 316, new crop 336. Cash beans at 893, new crop 893. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 347 and 3 quarters, September 352 and 3 quarters, new crop 346. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in September corn 348, new crop 346. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 330, new crop 336, cash beans 935, new crop 898. At Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 338, new crop 341, cash beans 911, new crop 893. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 340, new crop 344, cash beans 923, new crop 910. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 327, new crop 339, cash beans 935, new crop 901. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 196, Holstein fed cattle 156 to 179, market cows 115 to 138, bulls 140 to 172, calves 250 to 920, beef steers 160 to 490, Holstein steers 170 to 310. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 110 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. It'll be mostly sunny, 94 the high, but the heat index 100 to 110 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms around 70. Tomorrow, we have a chance of thunderstorms, partly cloudy and cooler with a high of 86. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head and said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky. Yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began. The moan, I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But
I feel lucky.
Oh, oh, oh.
I feel lucky, yeah.
No tropical depression gonna steal my son away. I feel lucky today. Sitting at the bar, I bought the house a double and the way.
waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. I feel lucky today.
Get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Been working all week, he's got mental fatigue, and that old couch sure looks fine. All week he's been gone, She's been sitting alone, slowly going out of her mind. As he kicks off his shoes for the 6 o'clock news, she's getting all prettied up. While she's wanting to boogie, he wants to lay there. She's got the Friday night blues. Time she was top of the line, her nights like teenage dreams. Now it's operas at noon, dancing round with her broom, talking to the washing machine. Oh, the girl down the street says her husband is neat and makes it sound so true. Now she's feeling lonely, thinks she's the only one with the Friday night blues. Oh, those Friday night blues, they get in your shoes and they work to get you down. Oh, but there ain't a lady that I ever knew who didn't need her a night on the town. But the hills and the bills and a week full of deals has got him.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Conley, Friday Night Blues here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures mid-70s across the region this morning and expecting afternoon highs in the 90s. And we could see showers and thunderstorms later on tonight. Some of those storms could be severe with cooler weather tomorrow. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, our NAFB colleague Dennis Guy is in as he is from Canada and give us an update on the situation with the Canadian rail stoppage and where we're at with that. That's all next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The Stockman and Stewardship event this week is packed with education for farmers. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Wisconsin Beef Council is hosting a stockmanship and stewardship event in Lancaster this Wednesday and Thursday. The event is designed for cattle producers and will include educational sessions, demonstrations, and networking opportunities. Bill Heffman, UW Extension Beef Outreach Specialist, says this is one of only four events taking place across the country.
Yes, it is. It's a unique opportunity for folks in Wisconsin and the neighboring states to attend the Wisconsin Beef Council, the UW Extension, Wisconsin Cattlemen's, and our counterparts in Iowa and Illinois all working together with NCBA to be able to host these. They do four of them a year around different parts of the country. Really going to be a unique opportunity to see things. The two-day program that starts on noon on the 28th and wraps up by about 2:30 on the next day.
The event will feature a lot of education for producers in the two-day schedule.
We've got a number of good speakers lined up. We'll actually get to hear from one of the folks at Culver's on the Thank You Farmers program, and then we've got some of our researchers from different states sharing some updates on livestock health and different things like that. Nice opportunity to see some of the work going on out at Lancaster at the experiment station in the Driftless region. And then the following day, we'll have Ron Gill and Kurt Pate, who folks maybe heard about before, do some of the low stress handling with cattle in our area. Kind of a neat situation this year. We've got both regular beef cattle, so to speak, and then they're also going to spend some time talking about the uniqueness of the beef dairy cross model calves, basically, who they don't act like real beef cattle. They're a little more laid back, and some tips and tricks for how to work those animals. And then we've got a nice panel discussion from the AI companies on sustainability, what they're looking at from a genetic standpoint moving forward.
For more information on the Wisconsin Stockmanship and Stewardship event, go to stockmanandstewardship.org. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a serious heart condition. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. My HCM impacted how I felt and what I could do. So I asked my cardiologist about treatment advances that gave me new options. That conversation was big for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com to learn more.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Man, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. It'll be mostly sunny, 94 the high, but the heat index 100 to 110 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms around 70. Tomorrow, we have a chance of thunderstorms, partly cloudy and cooler with a high of 86. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar playing friend do my request.
Let him sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning, a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Sing me back home.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Merle Haggard, Sing Me Back Home, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures mid-70s across the region this morning. The 60th annual Falcon Frontier Days Rodeo is coming up. That's going to be on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at the Outdoor Rodeo Arena at UW River Falls. Now, Friday's performance begins at 7, and Saturday's performance, there's two of them, 1:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the gate. They're $20 for adults, $15 for UW River Falls students if they are purchased in advance. And also, the Frontier Rodeo Days has been occurring annually since 1964. Wow. So again, it's the 60th annual Falcon Frontier Days Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th at UW River Falls. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Last week saw a major disruption to North America's supply chains, but luckily for agriculture, the dust-up was brief. When we come back, we'll talk about the labor dispute that froze Canadian railroads last Thursday. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultants keep an eye on the agronomy for your acres with help from the technology of Precision Ag. I caught up with Misha Sams, Precision Ag Lead, to talk about how Nutrien Ag Solutions views precision technology.
When you think Precision Ag, we think technology, we think the platforms and tools that we have, and then we have the boots on the ground agronomy side of things. So for me, it means trying to merge those two and change the term from Precision Ag maybe to Precision Agronomy.
Looking ahead, are there any innovations or projects you're working on that you're excited about for next year?
So for 2025, something that we are working on right now is a service bundle. It's a bundle of intangible services along that Precision Ag line that we're trying to throw all of that into a bag of our physical products.
What's going to be, do you think, your primary focus in this next growing season?
Commodity prices are in the garbage right now. Going to be looking to help them make their operations more efficient. Let's take nutrients in the soil that we've already got. Let's make them more readily available, stuff like that.
And folks, you can learn more at NutrientAgSolutions.com.
Late last Thursday, after months of tense negotiations, Canada's two largest rail carriers, Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern, locked out over 9,000 Teamsters, sparking a work stoppage that threatened to cripple the supply chain. Within hours, however, Canadian Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon stepped in, ordering everyone back to work and imposing binding arbitration. The quick response was likely driven by concerns over the economic fallout on both sides of the U.S.-Canadian border. The National Corn Growers Association, along with other agricultural groups, had been sounding the alarm about the potential impact of a rail strike on U.S. farmers. NCGA President Harold Woolley emphasized that with corn prices already down and input costs rising, the last thing farmers needed was a disruption in rail service. Rail is critical for moving key agricultural products, including fertilizer and grains, between Canada and the U.S. A prolonged strike could have created significant challenges, he said, particularly for those reliant on Canadian fertilizer shipments. Daniel Munch from the American Farm Bureau Federation also highlighted the importance of rail transport for the U.S.-Canadian agricultural trade relationship. Over 85% of fertilizer traded between the two countries moves by rail, making it a lifeline for many U.S. farmers. The potential for a prolonged strike not only threatened to disrupt the supply of these essential inputs, but also jeopardized U.S. agricultural exports. Canada is a top destination for U.S. barley, ethanol, soybean meal, and corn, with complex logistics that depend heavily on uninterrupted rail service. While most companies might have managed a short stoppage, a prolonged disruption would have quickly overwhelmed ports and other transportation hubs, clogging the supply chain with stranded shipments. This could have caused ripple effects across the agricultural sector, from delayed shipments of inputs to lost export opportunities. I'll be back with more after this.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Yes, the Canadian government's quick action last Thursday to halt the rail strike in Canada and send workers back to the job has brought temporary relief to both Canadian and U.S. producers. But the requirement to use binding arbitration has frustrated Teamsters, and we'll keep an eye on the discussions as they continue north of the border. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I looked for trouble and I found it, son. Straight down the barrel of a lawman's gun. I try to run, but I don't think I can. You make one move and you're a dead man. Baby.
like Sandra Dee. I want a lover, but I don't know how. I'm at the bottom of the jailhouse now. Ain't it been long like this? Can't live it all like this. Can I think that? You know the story about the jailhouse box. Don't want to do it, but just don't get caught. They got them all in a jailhouse, baby. Ain't living long like this. Oh. Ain't living all like this. Can I, baby?
serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I drive an old Hyundai. I still live with my mom and dad. I'm 5'3" and overweight. I'm a sci-fi fanatic, mild asthmatic. Never been to second base. But there's a whole nother me that you need to see. Go check out my space.
Of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Non-irrigated cropland cash rent averaged $158 an acre in Wisconsin this year. That's $7 higher than in 2023. That, according to the latest report released by USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, pasture rented for cash averaged $41 an acre, $3.50 above 2023. Lafayette County had the highest cash rent for non-irrigated cropland at $261 an acre, followed by Grant County at $244 an acre. Dane, Kewaunee, and Green rounded up the top five published counties. Douglas County at $14 an acre had the lowest average cash rent for non-irrigated cropland. Rock County had the highest published pasture cash rent at $69 an acre, followed by Lafayette County at $65 an acre. Bayfield County had the lowest pasture cash rent at $10 an acre. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is now accepting 2024 organic certification cost share applications to reimburse eligible organic certification expenses paid from October 1st of 2023 through September 30th of this year. Organic certified operations are eligible to be reimbursed for 75% of eligible certification-related costs, up to $750 per scope of certification. Application materials and instructions can be found on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture's Organic Cost Share Program webpage. Canadian freight trains will be running again within days, Farm Policy News says. The Canadian government forced the two major railroads into binding arbitration with their labor union. The move should turn aside what would potentially trigger serious economic consequences in Canada and the U.S. if the trains don't run for a long time. Labor Minister Steve McKinnon took action only 16 hours after Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern locked out their employees over an impasse in labor negotiations. Both railroads say they'll get trains moving as quickly as possible. The government wanted to give negotiation every chance to succeed on its own, but the economic risk was ultimately too great to allow the lockouts to continue, McKinnon said. Canadian National said it lifted the lockout on Thursday to expedite the economic recovery. CPKC says it's prepared to resume operations, but claims the Teamsters didn't want to discuss the matter. The South Dakota Supreme Court ruled that Summit Carbon Solutions can't build a carbon capture pipeline through the state as the situation stands right now. The court ruled that Summit hasn't proven it's a common carrier. A common carrier transports goods and services for the public in exchange for a fee, such as electricity in a transmission line. Common carriers are allowed to use eminent domain to gain land access from unwilling landowners. The state Supreme Court ruled Summit hasn't proven to lower courts that it's holding itself out to the general public as a transporting a commodity for hire. Landowners who opposed the project applauded the decision as a victory. However, South Dakota Searchlight says the company remains confident it can go back to the lower courts to prove its case. Summit Carbon Solutions is developing an $8 billion pipeline project to transport CO2 to underground storage in North Dakota. Farm credit system institutions made almost 133,000 loans to young beginning or small U.S. producers in 2023, delivering on their critical mission to support rural communities in agriculture. A new Farm Credit Administration report underscores Farm Credit's commitment to the next generation of agriculture producers through strategic lending and support initiatives. Supporting young beginning and small farmers is central to Farm Credit's mission and vital for the future of American agriculture, said Todd Van Hoos, president and CEO of the Farm Credit Council. Now in 2023, the Farm Credit institutions made over 47,000 loans, totaling $11.7 billion to producers who are 35 or younger. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. It'll be mostly sunny, 94 the high, but the heat index 100 to 110 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms around 70. Tomorrow, we have a chance of thunderstorms, partly cloudy and cooler with a high of 86. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired.
The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving me wild. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
Not a minute too soon, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand. Up all night, wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting a house and I'm mending a fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass. And you made me a list. And I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that.